Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's Sports News Skewered. Skewered. The Sports Kebab.
All right, it is the Sports Kebab. Sports News Skewered, and I'm really happy right now, guys.
Why is that?
Why?
I mean, it's not just because it's finally Friday, but what a week, it's finally Friday. It's because I somehow wasn't pummeled to death by James Harrison yesterday, so I'm always counting my blessings that I made it through.
Well, you know why? Because you identified yourself as Jesse Morrison.
Yes, I did. Jesse Morrison did walk in a heap today.
More so than usual?
Right, but also, I'm excited. We mentioned this. I finally watched the big Space Jam 2 movie with LeBron and all the Looney Tunes characters.
Okay.
Either of you see that yet?
No, not yet.
Actually, I shouldn't say all the characters in it because while the Roadrunner was in the film, there was an odd moment halfway through when the Coyote was traded by Bill Armstrong. yes, the Arizona Coyotes are in a bit of a, what would you say, Luke, rebuild?
Yes.
Rebuild right now after losing much of last year's roster from trade and free agency. And it's too bad because a lot of these players were key to the team the last years. And they were big acquisitions when they made them. Unfortunately, though, those signings aged worse than someone in an M. Night Shyamalan Beach movie. Beach movie. Now... I do give the franchise credit. They're trying to tear it down and build it up to really compete in the future, but I do not envy them right now. I haven't seen someone have to rebuild something after seeing it get totally wiped out like this since Noah. And at least Noah was left with two Coyotes at the time. That's a good joke, I know.
Yeah. But who wrote these for you today?
I had somebody, I had my intern take care of it today while I hosted. But there are some positives, as the Coyotes did take Shane Doan's son, Josh Doan, in this week's NHL draft. Think about that. How cool is that? How much that name means to the Valley, right? Mm-hmm. When you think of Doan in Phoenix, you think three things. You think leadership, you think loyalty, and you think spending May and June golfing because you don't have other plans.
Dang!
He's a great guy. Not a lot of playoff success here. But I'm rooting for the Coyotes because on paper it looks like a rough season, you know? Right now their roster is so thin and ugly.
How thin and ugly is it?
It just announced picks for the NBA draft. Did you see that?
Oh gosh, I walked into that.
Yeah,
so
you really
yes.
did.
Oh no.
Yeah, yes. NBA commissioner and deflated Shrek party balloon. Adam Silver. Sarah should be on microphone for all these.
Sarah's kebabs. Laughs are the best.
Yeah, her and Vince. That'd be a hell of a.
Really I should have a laugh off.
But yes, he was presiding. He ran the NBA draft yesterday. And the Suns actually made a draft day deal where they traded their first-round pick. But get this, they actually got a pretty good player in return in Landry Shamet. This is a sign to me that things are changing and a big improvement for draft day trades. You remember during the Steve Nash years when they made big draft day trades and they acquired everywhere from cash considerations to future cash considerations. They ran the gamut then. But the big move on draft day actually did not come in the draft, unfortunately. Rather, it came from when the Lakers traded with the Washington Wizards for Russell Westbrook, now giving them another star to pair with LeBron and Anthony Davis for like 30 or so games next season when they're all healthy. I mean,
yikes.
But really, think of that star power. Westbrook, LeBron, Anthony Davis. That is the highest scoring big three in LA since Kim, Courtney, and Chloe, I think.
Even Sarah's not laughing.
She's trying to be
women,
feminist.
Women, do what you want with your bodies.
I'm not shaming them or anything.
No, I just definitely said they were, not. Certainly not.
That wasn't the only blockbuster Washington-LA trade, though.
That's probably not his only joke that you're going to not laugh at now, too.
The Nationals traded Max Scherzer and Trey Turner to the Dodgers. What the hell is going on here with this connection here? Washington hasn't had this big an impact on LA since Denzel.
Wow.
Denzel Washington is what I'm referring to there. The actor.
Okay. Oh,
now,
okay.
Now the Nationals roster is in shambles. I mean, really, look at what's left right now. I haven't seen anything that disheveled since Aaron Rodgers walked into the Packers facility.
Oh, gosh.
Did you guys see Aaron Rodgers the other day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy. A man bun, hipster glasses, flip-flops. He looked like someone who was about to go on Shark Tank to ask for money for his business making edible hacky sacks. Did you see? Really, you saw a picture of him, right,
yeah,
Luke?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He looked like a guy who works at a yoga studio that doesn't have a license to sell liquor, but come in the back and I'll hook you up. Aaron Rodgers that day, he didn't look like the host of Jeopardy. He looked like a contestant on The Price is Right who hugs Drew Carey a little too hard. I mean, did you see Aaron Rodgers?
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
He looked like a California guy who went to school at Berkeley, complains about his job with quotes that aren't as deep as he thinks they are, and would rather take hikes in the wilderness with his hippie Hollywood girlfriend. Oh, wait, that is who he is, actually. What a surprise. But frankly, guys, I'm just glad to be able to host the show this week and do the Sports Kebab and get through it, because we had such a great run with the Suns for, what, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Where every day, every show, 4 hours, we talked about them nonstop. So somehow we got through the last week and all we had was the NBA draft, the NHL draft, the MLB trade deadline, and the Coyotes dismantling their team, the D-backs trading their best player, the Suns making a draft day trade, the Cardinals starting training camp, their best defensive player requesting a trade, their best new defensive player getting hurt, Arizona's biggest rivals in baseball and basketball making blockbuster trades, the Olympics free agency podcast interviews, disgruntled quarterbacks, injured quarterbacks, and two separate billionaires flying into outer space. I sure missed the Suns. I don't know how we got in here.
Yeah,
nothing to talk about. Anyway, that is the Sports Club.
Nice
week. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much.